had one game or one opportunity to make Cole perform the music video instead of you, would you capture it or just let it slip?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Week 3 podcast. That was our intro from Aditya. Thought it was particularly relevant this week because the dude's on a roll. Doesn't know how to miss. He's 3-0. He's on top of just about every number that I could read to you. So he gets the intro. That's how it works. You write a song and you go 3-0 and wipe everybody off the face of the earth with your scores. You get your song played too. I hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody's recovered from a pretty hectic week of fantasy. I beat Chris in the suck-off. Everybody knows that. Aditya beat up on Johnny. Poor Johnny. Although Johnny put up 105. It's respectable. Cole beat Hank. Hank tried with some Fitzmagic on Monday night. Wasn't quite enough. Trey with the high points over Anurag. Anurag back into the championship projection. That's tough. Hope he doesn't have PTSD. And Roe was just a point shy of high points this week, but he beat up on Matt, which everybody's doing now. All the cool kids are doing it. Congrats to the winners. We got a lot to talk about. We got some big matchups upcoming. We had a request. We're going to do some power rankings live on the pod. I have no idea how I'm going to do that or how it's going to go. We'll see. And then we're going to have some listener questions. New segment, listener questions, going to be huge. So let's get into it. We're going to start with power rankings. First up in the power rankings is going to be, obviously, Aditya this week. Aditya, one of three undefeated teams. He's 3-0. He's coming off a big win this week. Aditya, in order, has scored 142, 126, and 127 points. When you optimize that, 142, 144, and 135 points. The kid hasn't missed. Unbelievable that he hasn't won high points in one of those weeks. But he's mopping the floor with everybody. His team is fairly stacked. He's going to be hard to stop. I don't want to run into him. Way too early, but I might suggest we see our second consecutive last place to first place Botnagar jump from year A to year B. We're going to get a repeat of that. You heard it here first. Number two, we're gonna actually call this 2A and 2B. 2A in the power rankings this week is going to be Cole. Cole is the second of three undefeated teams this week. Scoring-wise, he had one miss in the matchup of the century last week, but he scored 136 week one, 102 last week in a win over Trey, 123 this week. Also hasn't really had an off week. If 102 is your down week, you're doing great. Left a lot of points on the board as well. Optimized 144, 121, 145. So there's a lot more out there for Cole. He's got a high-powered offense, except that he does not have five starting running backs, and David Johnson is way past his prime. Otherwise, great team on his hands. 2B, just by a hair, and it's really just because Cole beat him, is going to be Trey. Trey puts up points as well as anybody else. 152 week one was high points. 99 in a loss, that sucks. And then this week, 131 was high points again. He could have had 161 week one if he'd made the right choices, and that's just kind of insane. His team looks great, even with Aaron Rodgers might be hurt, whatever. That doesn't seem to stop him. Kamara, Kareem, AB. Ooh, hot take here. AB, second best wide receiver on the Steelers right now to Chaboy, Juju Smith-Schuster. Great segue, because number four on the power rankings this week is none other than your commish. And I'm going to save my explanation for talking to Cole later, I hope. But all you need to know for now is that I'm undefeated. I have three wins. I'm halfway to the prerequisite six wins, which is probably not true anymore because we have 13 weeks now. But six wins has always been the rule of thumb. You get in the playoffs. I'm halfway there in 3 weeks. My team isn't very good, but three wins is three wins. Matt might have a better team than me, but he's got to work his tail off from here on in to get to three wins. So I'm sticking with number four because I'm undefeated. When Cole just whoops me this week mercilessly, I'm going to plummet in these standings. I just hope I put up a respectable number and I hold on to some of the stats here. Number five on the power rankings. Let's see. This is tough. This is tough. Hot take. And I guess it's not that hot because I'm just going in order of what you've seen already. Did not mean for this to go this way, but Johnny. I actually think Johnny belongs here. Johnny's team is not nearly as bad as his record shows. He's 0-3. By my math, he should be a 500 team. He's putting up 116 points a week, but he's got more points scored against him than anybody except Anurag. He's getting 126 put up against him every week. Hard to compete with that. Pythagorean wins, he should have 1.2. Wins against the average team, he would have 1. Simulated wins, 1.6. He should have somewhere between 1 and 2 wins by every mathematical measure, and the dude doesn't have a single win. So you got to feel for Johnny here. Just a really tough couple of weeks for him. Yeah, he lost with putting up, 148 against me, and he lost. He also has losses with 96 and 104. So statistical aberrations, hopefully. Water always finds its level. You know I love to say that. Johnny, you're going to bounce back. Number six in our power rankings. Oh, this is tough. 6, 7, and 8. It's Hank, Matt, and Rohan in some order or another. They've flip-flopped every week. They've been in a different order relative to one another all 3 weeks. Matt doesn't have a win, so it's not going to be Matt. Roe and Hank both have one win. It's got to go to Roe. Roe's putting up 119 points a week to Hank's 94. Roe's actually quietly putting up, the fifth most points in the league. Got to go to Roe. He's got a lot scored against him, but yeah, scores of 111, 115, and 130. He's consistent, if nothing else. Week two, he left a lot of points on the bench. Could have had 136. So Roe comes in at 6, 7 is going to be Hank. Hank got a win. Hank described himself aptly week one on this very podcast. His team is butt, but he has a win. That 2 weeks later still rings true. He did score 113 this week in a tough loss, but only 75 last week, which at the time was the lowest score in any single week, but Chris took that title away swiftly. Last of those three, eighth in the power rankings is going to be Matt. Matt, 87 week one in a loss. 122 week two in a loss. That sucks. But 95 this week in another loss. Doesn't have a win on the board. He's going to have to claw his way back. His team is much better than last year, but just hasn't put it together the right weeks against the right teams. Deshaun Watson. Here's my take on Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson is Pat Mahomes through the looking glass. Yeah. We declared Deshaun Watson too good too early, and he couldn't possibly sustain it for his whole career, and his injury actually just prevented us from watching him regress to the mean over time, and instead, the beginning of the season is a massive regression to the mean. Pat Mahomes is going to quietly regress to the mean over time, but I think a year from now, we look at Pat Mahomes and say he's just Deshaun Watson again, who, my point is an okay quarterback, not the god that we crowned him last year. Which obviously affects DeAndre Hopkins. You sort of doubled down on that. Andrew Luck isn't really hitting T.Y. Hilton like you hoped. Yeah, all sorts of things going on. A lot of potential on this roster, but Matt falls to number 8 in the power rankings, which leaves 9 and 10. 9 is going to be Anurag. Tough loss. Anurag started 5th in the power rankings and is just plummeted 2 spots every week. He's down to 9 right now. He's got one win. He's averaging 99 points for. That's not going to get it done. His one win came with 117, which is respectable, but the other 2 weeks, 94 and 85, just aren't going to cut it. Those are Matt numbers, and that's what gets you right next to Matt in the power rankings. And then last but not least is Chris. Chris texted me today that his team is objectively not good at football, and I agree. He put up 105 week one and loss, 100 week two and a win, snuck one out there. Hank's mad about that. Somebody's mad about that. Everybody's mad about that. 70 this week against me, which was a blessing because I wasn't going to beat anybody. But I somehow managed to beat Chris this week. So Chris, congratulations. You are 10th in the power rankings only because I can't rank you lower than 10th right now. So there you have it. There's your power rankings week 3. Time for listener questions. So let's take a look at what we got here. We had two good ones come in today. Keep these rolling. You don't have to send them in the group either. We'll send them to me privately if that would be funnier. First question for the pod comes from Aditya, listener down in the Caribbean. Question for the pod. Considering this week's projections, which do you think is more likely, a Bhatnagar win, winning the championship, or Bhatnagar losing the championship? So this is a great question because Anurag's ninth. He's looking like he's going to be squarely in the championship right now. Aditya's first. Looks like no one's going to take that away from him. He's squarely in the championship right now. Who's more likely to win, or who's more likely to end up with their respective title in those games? Great question. It's hard to argue against Aditya right now. Let's pull up their teams real quick. Great podcasting right here. This is the key, is you want to drag out the dead time. Pat Mahomes, James Conner look unstoppable, but both of those could be gone in a second for Anurag, and we got to keep that in mind. Flip side of that is if James Conner is gone, that means Le'Veon Bell is back. Hopefully those would just be a trade-off right now. I don't know. Let's look at Aditya. Aditya's roster. Drew Brees, not sure Drew Brees at whatever 67 years old he is going to sustain this, but AJ Green's had some big games. You got a big game out of Carlos Hyde this week. If Cleveland's for real, that'll be a thing. DeSean Jackson has plenty of potential with Fitzmagic, although embrace debate. Does Fitzmagic come back in week 4 or ever again? Hard to say. So I think the best way to assess this is probably to look at who could possibly take this from them. Aditya is at risk of basically Cole and Trey are going to run him down. They're all going to score a bunch of points. And then Anurag, it just looks like Chris could take it from him at this point. Here's what I'll say. I'm going to give it to Anurag winning the championship, I think, is more likely. Simply because to win the championship, you have 3 elimination rounds in the playoffs to deal with. And this league is just a toss-up. So that's 3 consecutive coin flips, whereas if Anurag makes it to the championship, that's just a coin flip. And he's only got to lose it once. It's right there in front of him. Statistically, I think he's far more likely to come home with the championship, which I would love it, actually. Well, I want to win the championship, to be clear. But there would be a great narrative here if in 2 years, we saw Anurag go from last to first to last again. And in years 2 and 3 of that equation, we saw Aditya go from last to first. That would just be too much to wrap my head around, but would be absolutely great storyline for the pod. And then we'd get another Bhatnagar rap song to intro next year's podcast with. So that'd be wonderful. So that's my answer to that question. I'm taking Anurag. Question for the pod number 2. Let's track this down. Is Scott the Norway of the league? Hard to say, really. I think what I wanted to make question 2 is, Cole didn't really phrase it as a question, but the idea of, is Scott any good? That's going to be question 2, and we're going to get Cole on the phone to answer that. So sit tight. Here it comes. What's up, buddy? Welcome to the pod. You got a minute?
Do you hear that?
No, what's that?
That's my stream.
Oh, dude.
Hey, you caught me mid-piss.
That sounded good. I mean...
No, that's what I was doing all over Raven play this week. Doesn't even matter.
How embarrassing. He doesn't even know. God, you just...
I don't even know. People.
Do you know who you play next week?
Oh, yeah, the worst team in the league.
God damn it. I was hoping you just didn't know. That's a shame.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
It's going to be bad, man.
That is the sound of your team.
Yeah, you're going right down the drain.
Right down the drain.
You played Hank this week. Let's talk about Hank.
I did play Hank. I'm sorry, I was talking shop with Thomas about all the teams, but I was forgetting all the leagues and everything. Hank, I'm sorry. I knew I was playing you. I was terrified shitless of Fitzmagic. Luckily, he didn't pull it out.
Yeah, that came closer than it should, especially because at halftime it.
I went to bed thinking it was like in the bag, and I woke up and it was like the Tampa Bay Steelers was a 3-point game.
Yeah, he had 400 yards and a bunch of memes on Twitter. And I was like, whoa, something happened.
Exactly.
I don't know what that was, but I got to check who won. Yeah. Well, good. Congratulations. You're 3-0.
Thanks, man. So I know that's hard for you to say.
Well, no, it's not, because I'm also 3-0. It's really easy for us to say that are 3-0.
We're two different breeds, Scott.
It's harder for you to hear that I'm 3-0 than it is for me to hear that you're 3-0. Let's put it that way.
That is probably true. Yeah. That is probably true at this point.
All right. So first, we're actually tagging this interview on to the end of a listener question segment. The question is a question that you asked, but you didn't really ask it. And it was basically asking, when is Scott going to regress to the mean, or is Scott going to regress to the mean? Both of which I think are very interesting questions. And I guess really what you asked is, how good is Scott?
I didn't ask that. I know how good he is. He's not.
Yeah, he's not. So I was kind of interested, because I was like, you know, I know I'm 3-0 and I'm just going to focus on that. That'd be the easy thing to do. But I should actually like take a real look and see like, what should I really be? Like, where am I actually? Because I talk about everyone else's team like this, but introspection is healthy, I think. So I have a really strong stance here. I think that I am exactly the fifth best team in the league. No better than fifth, and I am no worse than fifth. I have a 3-0 record that bumps me up a little bit for now. That's not going to last. I'm going to finish in fifth place. I'm going to be the 5 seed in playoffs. And I'll probably be eliminated in the first round. And I'm totally okay with that. Hear me out. I'm fifth in points four. I'm fifth in optimized points four.
Oh.
I'm fourth, big jump, in Pythagorean wins. Oh. I'm fourth in... Oh, I'm fifth in simulated wins. And...
I'm sensing a trend here.
Yeah. I was expecting, like, if you look at it this way, I'm the best team in the league. And if you look at it this way, I'm the worst team in the league. But no, like, I'm just fifth in everything. There's no debating it. So I'm exactly the middle of the road, which should play to your benefit this weekend. So you're welcome.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Are you – what – where would you power rank yourself this week?
Where would I – just this week or in the entirety of the season?
Through this week. Yeah, the entirety of the season up to this point.
Through this week. Well, obviously I'm number one. There's nobody else it could be.
Okay,
it
how do you...
It has to be me.
I'm just going to cut
it. It has to be me.
How do you...
It has to be.
How do you power rank yourself above Aditya?
Because a lot of my players haven't scored any touchdowns, and I'm still putting up solid points.
If you had played Aditya every week so far... He would have beat you every... You'd be 0-3. He'd be 3-0.
Like I said, my team is warming up.
Okay. Fine. I'll look at it that way. Actually, if you made all the right coaching decisions, you'd be 2-1 against him. So you got that going for you.
Yeah, I have yet to play Adrian Peterson on a week where he didn't score more than 2 points.
That's a good point. Let's talk about your running backs.
Yeah. Once again, David Johnson, 14.5, 15 points.
Yes.
So even though they are using him horribly, he is still a serviceable RB1.
Yeah. Whatever helps you sleep at night.
The three wins helps me sleep at night.
Yeah, so they help me sleep too. How are you, week to week, how do you determine how to navigate these running backs?
Yeah, so I did a horrible job this week.
Last week just nobody performed for you, so I guess you did an all right job, but like...
Yeah, exactly. Last week wasn't... Yeah, exactly.
That's not how you want to arrive at that.
Yeah, that's not really a coaching decision per se. More of a coaching ability to get his players to perform. So usually what you're going to do is you're going to see if the Redskins are going to suck. If they're going to suck, Chris Thompson's going to be your boy.
Put him in the passing
game. Because they're going to throw it. Exactly. They're just going to throw it ungodly amounts of time.
And you thought they were going to lose to the Packers. So you played Chris Thompson. And they beat the Packers, and AP had 24 on your bench.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That was like that was a really cogent answer that was verified in the numbers I'm looking at.
Yeah. Those numbers check out. If anybody listening to this pod is intrigued in either a Chris Thompson or Adrian Peterson, I would love to relinquish that decision and just play that one the rest of the year. So happy to take calls there.
I'm not going to lie. I might bleep that out and just spend the rest of this time talking trades with you because I could use a running back.
You could use a running back. Yeah, Scott, I'm looking at your team, and the running back situation is looking pretty bleak.
Look, if you just have enough wideouts, you don't need running backs.
Is that right? Can we get a fact check on that? What's the Pythagorean win theorem on that?
Hey, I'm undefeated. Are you?
I am undefeated. Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. Fair enough.
I also love looking at your projections. Every single one of your players, save your defense and your quarterback, are plus or minus 1 point away from 11.5 projection.
Look, I only draft players that are worthy of being on the fifth best team in the league.
These projections are literally the fifth best team option.
Yeah.
Everybody's double digits, but barely.
It's not worth risking boomer bust. That's all I'll say. especially when, I had Robert Woods on the bench with 29 points this week. That would have helped.
Yeah, that's well, wouldn't you played Chris?
I mean, I won, yeah, so it doesn't really matter, but it would have certainly made me feel better.
Feel better about, yeah.
Let's talk about this. How good of a decision was it for me to start Jared Goff over Carson Wentz this week? I mean, that was huge of me.
That was really big. That was really big. What did Jared Goff? Oh, he ended up with 20 something, right?
Yeah, I mean the
25.
Rams are going to score an insane amount of points every week, and he's going to get some of that, whether he's any good or not.
Dude, the Rams are unbelievable. What they've done is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Dude, Rams, Chiefs, they play in Mexico City in October.
They're going to score a million points.
Let's all go.
Ooh. Ooh.
I'm going to Vegas this weekend. Everybody send me, $100, $200. I'll put it all on Red 7. When that hits, we're all going to Mexico City, Rams, Chiefs.
Okay. No, this is a great idea. I like where your head's at. So here's what I'm going to do. Again, so I'm still bleeping this out. None of this is being recorded. I'm going to Venmo you the remainder of the high points money that everyone Venmo'd me. So this is week 3. We have 13 weeks, 10. So $100. All right, so we got $100 of everyone else's money. Yep. I'm going to Venmo you that now. And then you're going to put that on Red 7.
Yeah.
And when that hits,
only $3,500, so we're going to need more.
Well, you're going to do it a few times, dumbass.
Oh.
So
a few or literally just two? Because if I put $3,500 on Red 7.
Well, don't put all $3,500 back on it. We just need probably another couple $3,500s. Get two or three $3,500s.
Scott, it's green light, red light. There's no yellow. Okay, we're all in or we're not.
Okay, put it on twice. Specifically twice. Everything twice. When you come home with a lot of money, we'll just redistribute the funds into everyone's Venmo accounts quietly without them knowing.
Yeah.
And then tell them, you have to buy a ticket to Mexico City with the extra money that you didn't know was in your bank account. Please do that now.
No. This seems pretty foolproof. So we're gonna have to distribute $350,000 discreetly, is what you're telling me.
Yeah. The only downside is that if this doesn't go right on the first Red 7 and we blow the $100, then you and I just have to win every high points for the rest of the season so that no one knows.
No one
ever sees that the coffer is empty. It's going to be great.
I think that's foolproof. I think so. I don't see this going poorly.
No. All right. So we're going to hit record again on the podcast. We're starting back up now.
Excellent. Yeah, I can't believe she did that either.
That was, crazy week of scoring on the fantasy football team. How are your weed stocks doing?
My weed stocks are in the weeds.
Ooh.
I don't own any of them.
Oh, that's your
How
problem.
How are your weed stocks doing?
I can't believe that you're willing to go to Vegas, but you're not willing to invest in weed stocks because I'll tell you what, Vegas is nothing like the wild ride of weed stocks right now.
It is a little bit of the wild, wild west from what I'm seeing and from, the screenshots you send me of your phone.
So I'm just looking through, I've got alerts for the last 2 days.
Yeah.
I have 8 different alerts. And I only get an alert if there's a plus or minus 5% swing intraday. So I have 8 of those, ranging anywhere from up 16.9%
to down 20.7%. I'm telling you, when my phone buzzes, I don't care if it's just like an Instagram like. Oh man,
it's electric.
My heart is racing because I might be way up. I might be way down. Who knows? It's like if your phone buzzed and it was just someone telling you, you put $100 on Red 7 and the wheel is spinning right now. Click this to see the result. That's what it's like with every, like, you know, junk email that buzzes my phone. It's great. It's wild.
Okay. All right. New plan. You're going to unpause the recording again.
Okay.
So we're going to take 50% of that Red 7. The other 50% we're going to put towards wheat stocks.
Oh, yes. Hedge our bets.
Yeah. This is diversification. Yep. This is foolproof.
Yep. I read about
this. This is foolproof. Yeah. So beautiful. We'll be going to Mexico City in no time.
I believe it. Okay. This has been great. Do you think that Johnny's bench could beat Chris?
Well, Chris had a less than thrilling week. And Johnny's bench is
Bench scores like 75 points a week, which is actually more than Chris scored this week. Let's see what they scored this week.
Nice. Oh, he's got Julian Edelman coming back too.
Johnny had 83 points on his bench this week.
That is a sizable amount of points. That almost beat you, Scotty boy.
65 last week and 48 the week before that. Johnny's bench is averaging like 69 points. Nice. That's a rough estimate, but I think that holds.
Well, I don't even like his bench. Oh, Christian McCaffrey was in, and you're saying Chris Carson was on his bench. Is that what happened?
Something like that. Carell went off on the bench. Will Fuller went off on the bench.
How's Kirk Cousins had a shitty day? Julian Edelman is suspended. How isn't he putting up points on the bench? Derrick Henry is playing awful. Am I looking at the right team?
Yeah.
Who put up the points?
This week?
Yeah, on his bench.
Matt Ryan had 40.
Oh.
And he started KC one. Which isn't like we're just talking smack about Johnny. He'll be the next caller probably, but his little three-headed monster on the Vikings is actually holding up pretty well. I don't blame him for starting KC
Warren. Yeah. No.
And Matt Ryan went to overtime against an NFC South opponent. You're just going to score a bunch of points in that game.
But. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Julio's not apparently, but somebody is. Yeah. Julio, week 4, still no touchdowns.
He doesn't really do that anymore.
No.
They paid him. I mean, usually so that's the problem. Like 200... They paid him.
They didn't really pay him, though. They gave him, like, another $2.5 million. I don't really get how that all worked and how he's content, especially when...
Well, they cleared room. They cleared more room to pay him more this coming year, is my understanding. Wow. Yeah. So I think there's, like, an under-the-table agreement there.
Gotcha. And he's tall.
Yeah.
He's really good.
He's very, very good. Name... something that you worry will go wrong with your team this season?
Well, I mean, Julio not catching a touchdown would be pretty awful.
Here, fill in the sentence here. I was 3-0, but then my season went to shit because of player X. Who's player X?
Yeah, you know, I don't have faith in Andrew Luck right now, so Cam Newton gets a sex change. And can no longer play in the NFL. That's probably what I'm most scared of.
Wait. Sid? Oh, Andrew Luck's on the bench. Okay,
got Andrew Luck's on my bench. Any so number if Cam Newton goes down.
Any number of actual 2018 calamities could befall Cam Newton.
Well,
that would not be one of them. But it could happen. I don't understand why you went there is what I'm saying. Like, there are reasonable things. But okay, I see your point. That would prevent
him. Cam Newton going down, I would not be happy about.
Nope. We're a sex positive podcast here, Cole. That wouldn't preclude him from playing football.
You're right.
It's 2018. Women can play football too.
Oh, that's coming. I can't wait to have the first woman kicker. That's gonna
It might be Cam Newton.
See? It could be Cam Newton.
Not that he would start over Justin Tucker on your particular roster. I'm just saying you should be open-minded about these things.
I would like a movement. I'd like to make a movement to allow kickers in the flex as well.
Mm.
Would you be pro that? Is that how would we feel about that?
I'm I'm pro that when Cam Newton is a kicker. I think.
We'll go with that.
Can you not do that right now?
You know, I don't know.
I guess what's not. It's running back, wide receiver, tight end.
Yeah, so you can't do that.
Rule change. Put it on the docket.
We'll put it on the docket.
Yep. Table it till next year.
Table it till next year. Okay. Deal. Deal. That sounds good.
That'll be wild.
What about you, Scotty? What are you worried about on your team over there? You worried about Marshawn Lynch retiring for the second time?
No.
No.
Did you watch the video that like surfaced today of him with some like British slang thing?
No. What is that?
So apparently someone read him some British slang, and then like the video of his reaction to learning what it meant is hilarious. The slang term is "How's your father?" Do you know what that means?
No.
I don't either. And I didn't watch the video, so I didn't learn. Maybe my reaction would be just like his. I don't know. I don't even know what his reaction is.
Tune in next week.
What I'm trying to say is that like that dude is so organically like in the moment that he's not thinking about retiring. You know, like that hasn't even he's worried about,
worrying about his next Skittles.
Yeah. Also, he has John Gruden like at the helm. Like I would run through a brick wall. I know Marshawn Lynch would run through 1,000 brick walls for John Gruden. That's just who he is.
That's true.
Those two were made for each other.
That is true.
So my real concern. One of my concerns would be that AB comes back to form and starts taking the targets
magic away from Juju.
Yeah, that would be big.
Do you want to know something? I never realized how big Juju is.
Yeah, he's a freak.
He's big dude.
Yeah, and he's fast. And he's 19 years old or something. He's insanely young.
And his name just makes telecast guys just trip over themselves.
Yeah. That would be a fear of mine. And then a world where I really have to choose between Goff and Wentz. Like if Goff falls off a little bit, defenses figure him out, and then Wentz gets back to form, I could see I'm in a position similar to your running backs of just like always having made the wrong choice because it's a toss up.
Yeah. It's a shitty place to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a shitty place to be.
All right. Well, we'll see how this week's goes. So,
Yeah, man. I mean, not best of luck, but you know,
some luck.
Whatever.
A little luck.
Ah!
A lot of luck to you because you're going to be in Vegas. You're going to be in that place that we didn't talk about doing the.
Yeah, we definitely didn't talk about that. We didn't talk about that. So I just a lot of luck to you there. The money
no luck in fantasy football.
Yep. All right. That sounds good.
Beautiful. All right, buddy. We're going to let you run. Right. But
take care, man.
See you, man.
Hello?
What's up, buddy? You're live on the pod. You got a minute?
Are we FaceTime audio now?
It's always been FaceTime audio. I got a call from my computer so I can record on my phone. It's a whole thing.
That's wild, but that's my attention to detail. That's why I'm in the situation I'm in.
Befuddled? You sound shaken.
I mean, the press has been all over me all week.
I bet. Let's talk about some things. First of all, I actually owe you two commendations. Let's start there. We'll be positive. The first is some of the best content that I think goes overlooked in this league is your weekly message board.
Did I write something last week?
I don't think you did this week, but in general, most weeks it's there and it's an unsung hero. That's all I'm saying. I appreciate it. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I've been meaning to get back into it, but I like the last two seasons, I burned through like every speech I could possibly use.
Just running out of material?
I really am. I was trying to – I actually was looking today at the speeches from the replacements, and I just could not rework them to fit.
The one in the huddle at the end, that last scene is tacky as hell, but there's not enough words there to like actually turn it into anything.
I know, plus I keep getting just sucking, so it's hard to write something.
Yeah, so that's probably what we needed. Actually, I have one more commendation for you, and then we'll talk about your suckiness. Number two is that your team's artwork every year, your little logo, is incredible. Also goes overlooked.
I appreciate it. You know, I was actually very disappointed that you're really trying to keep the Game of Thrones thing going, but like the only things I could think of was like easy stuff like James White Walker or like the Golden Compass Tate Army or whatever. Like it just wasn't nothing creative enough for me to use.
No, I like where you landed, and I like the image that do you make these images yourself? Because you had one last year too.
No, I just find them deep in the dark web. I get like six viruses every time I get one, but they work out.
That's one. I love it. That's commitment, and I appreciate that. Okay, so more pressing matters. Your team sucks. Your comment.
Let's get into that. Yeah. So, I mean, Fournette has been a lot more chill than Netflix than anything. The dude just doesn't want to play ball. Pair that with LeSean McCoy, who, you know, during the draft, LeSean McCoy to me was like this item on clearance that I couldn't see what was wrong with it, so I bought it. And then I found out everything that was wrong with it when I got it home. So that's like $85 of budget right there. I mean, I got guys like Brandon Cooks and Golden Tate and James White who are trying to keep me afloat, but when Tom Brady puts up 7.5 and Dan Bailey doesn't even get a chance to kick, like, I don't know how I'm ever going to win a game.
Yeah, I was worried this week, and then Tom Brady put up literally his worst passing yards performance in 4 years, and that's what bailed me out. So that's a tough break, tough way to lose your third. You only have two losses. I take that back.
Yeah, that's the thing, though, is like, normally I'm concerned about my record. This is the first time I've been concerned about, like, my firepower.
Mm. So you think your record might actually be better than your team is?
Oh, I have the least points scored on me. I have had every chance to win.
Yeah, it's rough. I mean, the two of us put up absolutely nothing this week. That was pitiful.
Well, your team seems to play what they need to. Yeah, when Johnny's and the only team that more. You can beat, you do it.
Yeah, not a single point more than I need. So you're playing Johnny next week, and this is my next this is probably the most brutal way that I can look at your team's projections here. So next week, Johnny is he has a 61% chance of beating you, which is pretty high based on like the scale here. So then I got to thinking like, okay, what are Chris's chances every week? And your best chance of winning a game the rest of the season is 43%. Your average win percentage in all remaining weeks is 37. Your minimum is 32. So somewhere it's probably you play a DTA or Chris or Cole or somebody. They have a 68% chance of beating you.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
I'm telling you there's a chance. That's exactly right. That was the spin zone I was waiting for. Yes.
I mean, like, Keenan Allen puts up, like, 3.7. Like, I don't know what to do. Okay, I'll go live on the pod right now and say that players are on the trading block.
Everybody's on the trading block. All right.
I would say everybody but James White.
Everybody but James White Walker is on the trading block.
Yeah, I can't have James White.
Okay. Well, hopefully that does something for you. I think there's got to be some trade value out there. You can mess around with it, feel out the waiver wire, spend that auction budget, see what you get.
I would like to, yeah, but I'm probably gonna have to wait for some of my like value to come back up. Keenan Allen, for example, he's a good player, but I can't try and unload him the week after he puts up 3.7.
Right, especially with only 3 weeks of scores to to make your case.
Exactly.
That's gonna be tough. You're right. Okay, well, you're playing Johnny, and everybody beats Johnny, so you're going
to
win.
That's the dream. I mean, if I have to send Johnny into a real dark, dark place at 0-4, I'm more than willing to do it if it means I get to be 2-2.
You're the only one that, like, isn't worried about Johnny's mental health enough right now to be like, I'll show mercy. You're just like, no, pedal to the metal. I'll take whatever I can get.
Some things are more important, and right now that's my record.
I'm very worried not only about just like my perception of how brutal this must be on Johnny, but also Johnny's drunken texts on Sunday night. I was just like, oh my God. Dude, you have work tomorrow. You're a human being. You got to wake up. You're 27 years old. You're like, it's going to hurt. I know it's going to hurt.
Johnny got drunk and like texted a group of 10 people like they were his ex-girlfriend.
Yes. Yes. Yes, that is the perfect analogy. Speaking of texting people, communicating via cell phone with people as if you once or will have romance with them. You left me a message on my phone confessing your love for my wife.
Yeah, I meant every word of that, and I waited until she was your wife to tell you.
See, that was a very nice thing you could do. So in return, I'm going to do a really nice thing for you. I'm going to tell you, my advice, honestly, is pick, like, I don't know, I wouldn't say the eggplant, but, like, a phallic-like emoji, and just slide into the DMs. It worked for me.
I see where you're going, but what DMs? Like, LinkedIn?
She's on a big professional kick right now.
Love it.
So, yeah, that might be a good spot.
There's some, like, really hot skill I could endorse her for?
probably, yeah. Something that, like, I don't know, you gotta lead her on a little bit with, like, yeah, you know, this joke is really hard when it's my wife. So don't do any of these things. But I did appreciate the message. It was hilarious and is a very good wager for a bet.
Yeah, no, I liked it. There were like five of you in the league. I think, I guess the five who have significant others.
Was it a similar message that went around?
So the body was very similar. The first part, and then the second part was tailored to, like, what you told everyone in the group that I had done to you in the past for everybody.
Okay, gotcha.
And then he had me leave one for Katie Mack, which he refused to give me the script for beforehand, which I didn't understand. I was like, okay. And he's like, start calling her, and then I'll give it to you. He's like, I have it on my phone. I was like, okay. And then, like, it goes to voicemail, and he hands me his phone, which has a five-minute timer on it. So I had to talk to nobody for 5 minutes on the phone. Right. It got weird. It got really weird.
I can only imagine what comes into your brain at, like, minute four and a half.
To some part of it, I was in hell, and I was being, like, raped by a demon. I don't know how we got there, but, again, like you said, I don't even know what goes on.
I can imagine Katie Mack also didn't know how we got there.
No, I think she still doesn't know. I don't think we've actually spoken since.
All right, yeah. Maybe she lost her voicemail password. Remember when that was?
That'd be the last time I ever talk to her or near her, so we'll see.
All right. Well, great. Better luck this week.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Kick the poop out of Johnny. He doesn't deserve a win.
No, he deserves bad things in his life, in and out of fantasy.
Yeah. I didn't say it, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm playing him. I have to believe that this week.
Yeah. Well, that's huge. Good for you. I'm rooting for you now that I've beat you, and I don't think I have to play you again, but maybe eventually.
You know, the hardest part of just these tough losses is I know all of you guys are rooting for me, and just letting you guys down is the toughest part of the whole thing.
I didn't want to say that. Like, I don't want to add pressure, but it's true. It really is.
I know. You even had your team pull punches to try and hand me the W, so I really need to make some changes.
I'm embarrassed that you saw through that tactless maneuver of mine.
I did.
I'll do better next time. I'll disguise it better. All right, buddy, we'll let you go, but would you look, you're gonna lose some more games. Just make it back into that the 7-8 matchup, because you look great in the Little Red Riding Hood. Do me that favor.
Oh yeah, we should. That's one thing that we never voted on. I wanted to make that a permanent thing. It didn't even have to be that costume, but just a costume for that game.
I kind of like it. So I thought about bringing it up, and I was like, well, it'll be hard to formalize because not everyone's going to be into that, and we may not all be together. And I also kind of like it when it's just like under the table, but we'll keep bringing it up. Like, I like that idea. We'll just informally pressure that into happening year after year.
Yeah, I mean, having something to play for in that game was definitely way more fun than not doing anything. Yes.
Even if you and I never see that game again, I would highly encourage whoever comes in 7th and 8th every year to come up with some dumb wager and some dumb way of modifying the rules to make that wager count for more.
It was wild. Yeah. And the only using like three positions or whatever we did.
Yeah. Would we do quarterback, running back, wideout or something?
Yeah, our three best players, I think it was.
Yeah, like part of me wants to be in the championship sometime, but most of me just wants to be in the 7-8 matchup.
That's how I feel. That's the most I've ever felt alive.
It really is. Yes. Yes. All right, man. We're going to let you go. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, man. Talk to you later.
See you, buddy.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Anurag. You're live on the pod. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. You got a minute?
Yep.
Beautiful. You made two big contributions to the introduction of this podcast. The first was your encouragement for power rankings. So I did that. You'll hear them tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You came in 9th. Where would you power rank yourself?
Oh, that's just 9th. Maybe like 6th.
6th? Okay, who's below you?
I think Hank, Matt.
Johnny doesn't have a win, so you're probably putting Johnny below you.
But his team is good. But yeah, let's put Johnny below me for a while.
Okay, I was trying to help you out.
And then, and I guess you'd have to put Rohan, but he's also good recently.
Ooh.
That's interesting. Okay, maybe I'll put myself 7th.
7th, and you've got...
But that's where I want to be. That's where I want to be. I mean, if you look at it, every year I think I've started off super slow. I think last year I was 1-3 or 1-4. So... It's okay.
So you got to start where you want us. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I think I usually add value through the waivers. So first few weeks doesn't really.
Did you? So your second big. We'll tie this back in. Your second big contribution was your listener question. I thought. Well, maybe it was a DT's listener question, but you were involved.
I think it was his. Yeah.
who's more likely? Which botnagger is more likely to end up at one of the extremes? I took you. But not
okay.
But not because you think I'll think you're the championship. I took you to win the championship. Not for the reason you think. Not because I think you're worse than he is good, if that makes sense. But because okay. I think it's just the championship is only one game. So I think it's easier. It's more likely that you just lose that one coin toss than the three coin tosses that are required to get you to the championship.
That's a good point. I would say that if I did get to the championship, I'd want to win it this time. I think that's one thing I don't have under my belt. So winning it all. Winning the championship. But I've lost every time I've been there.
Yeah. We know. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think everyone that gets to the championship wants to win it. Wants to be the higher scoring
team. No, I don't know anymore because people want to... Actually, you know what? I want to make that music video. So I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. We need to think about this because... Everyone wants to make a music video, so I feel like people want to lose the championship.
So you think we need a more punitive outcome here?
Maybe.
I don't think... So, yeah, I mean, I've probably fallen into that category. I think it would be fun. The public embarrassment...
Nobody remembers Cole from last year, but people remember Aditya's music video.
That's a good point. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody remembers Cole.
No.
Did Cole win it?
Yeah, Cole won it. He won by like a point or 2 points.
Oh, yeah. I really don't remember that. Yeah. That's a great point.
Where do you have yourself on your power rankings?
So I put myself this week in the actual power rankings. I put myself 4th because I'm undefeated. Okay. And you can't overlook the fact that I'm like if 6 wins is a magic number like it seems to be every year until now. Can't overlook that I'm halfway there.
That's true. Only 3 more.
But then I was talking to Cole in the first call, and I said I'm the 5th best team. I think I'm exactly in the middle of the league. Like, statistically, that's where I think
I'll end up. Which is better than where you had yourself before in the first few weeks.
Yeah.
I think you were pretty down on your team.
Yeah, and like the minute I woke up the day after the draft, I was very down on my team. But Juju is panning out.
Do you think you peaked too early, though?
Oh, embrace debate. I'm undefeated right now. I will never have a record as good as I do right now because Cole's going to beat me this week. And then, I don't know, I'm going to end up around 500. Everybody ends up around 500, but I'm going to regress to 500 probably in 3 or 4 weeks. And
how many? We have 13 weeks, right? I think 6 wins might get you in this year. Five might be a stretch, but 6 will definitely get you in.
Well, 6 is what it has historically, like, you're definitely set. I think
so. Maybe 5 this year. Every team sucks.
Well, somebody's got to win the games. We can't all have winning records.
Is it Cole and Aditya, according to your projections?
Yeah, they Cole, really Aditya, are.
And Trey are just going to run the table.
Yeah, it's the 3 of them and then 7 other teams.
7 wins, you're definitely in. 6 wins, you're probably in.
7 wins, you're trying too hard. I think 6 and 5. Six will be the sweet spot.
But that means you have a losing record.
Yeah, that's okay. I think I had maybe I was 7 and 5 last year.
I guess if
but Trey I think Hank and... got in. Hank got in at 6 and 6 last year.
Yeah, something like that. He was 6 and 6. I don't know. It'll be interesting. The 13 games thing is definitely new and will take a year or two for us to really figure out. And
to get used to, yeah.
I mean, all of my numerical analysis is bolstered by my 155, and that's an aberration. So the more weeks I add where I'm just scoring regular numbers of points, that's going to
come back down.
Yeah, that all
why
of it's going to come
back
down. Why
did I drop so much? I think it was last week. I think I beat Rohan. And I scored like 120 points, and I dropped 2 or 3 spots in the projections. Is that just because I think Johnny put up so many points he just leapfrogged me?
Yeah. So last week, I jumped 4 spots, and Johnny jumped 5 spots. So we both jumped over you.
Oh, okay, you were behind me too.
Yeah, I was right behind you, and Johnny was actually last after week one. Yeah, you make good points. I think Johnny and Rohan are actually, like, sneaky good teams.
Yeah, Rohan's team is always like that. He always looks bad, and then he outperforms for whatever reason. I think he's good on the waivers.
Yeah.
I think, has been at the championship as much as me.
Oh.
Right? I think I played him both years I was there. I might be lying.
You played Matt one year.
I played Matt. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Johnny's definitely been in it once. Interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. So did you have a little PTSD seeing yourself projected to be in the championship today? Did that? Were you just like, crap, it's 2016 again?
I only have 2 outcomes.
Yeah.
You
and your brother, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see me and him in the championship. That might happen. I'm pretty confident in my team.
Wow.
I think that I have the best top, like, if you just look at the, not top three, as in, like, the quarterback, running back situation is, I think mine's the best. And then kicker and special teams, that's a toss-up, but I think I'm fine there. And so the only thing that's keeping me down right now is maybe 1 wide receiver spot and the flex. But as long as I pick up someone in the next 2-3 weeks that could fill that, and if Le'Veon gets traded, suddenly I think I'm as competitive as any of the top teams.
So you're looking... Oh, you want Le'Veon to get traded, so then you have Le'Veon and James Conner.
And James Conner, yeah.
Oh, man. That would be filthy. Are you worried about Pat Mahomes regressing?
It doesn't look like he's showing any signs of that. But I guess, yeah, I guess he would come down a little bit. But
yeah, he's got to come back to earth a little bit, but
he's got maybe a little bit. Yeah,
he's electric. He's going to score a lot of points for you.
But I think that Zeke and Connor have been underperforming a little bit. So,
are you goes the right there. On a scale of 1 to very worried? Where do you fall with your matchup with Hank this week?
Oh, he reminded me. It's a revenge game for him.
Dangerous.
So, very dangerous. it's a big matchup. On paper, my team just looks so much better, but I don't know. I feel like 50-50 about it.
What do you think the Bucks are going to do with Ryan Fitzpatrick? Because Hank has Fitzpatrick, so it'll.
I think they're going to play him for like 2 or 3 more games. Then he's going to come back to earth, and they'll bench him.
So you think they're going to let it ride until he loses his job back to Jameis?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which will be sooner rather than later.
Before halftime last night, did you think that?
No, I thought he was done.
Okay. Because, yeah, I mean, he threw 3 picks, I think, last night?
I think 3 picks consecutively, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, 400 yards, that's what people are going to remember, but...
It's interesting. Hank had a chance to win. I mean, if everything went perfect, if he chose the right players, I think he had a pretty good chance of maybe... I don't know if he would have won, but being super competitive with Cole...
If Hank had made the right choices and then Cole had made the choices Cole actually made, I think Hank does pull that out by a couple points.
Yeah, which is Cole's team is, I don't know, it's 3-0, but I think I'm more scared of Trey's team. I think Trey and Aditya are better than Cole's team right now.
Interesting. Okay, I can get behind that theory, except that Cole has an additional win. Yeah.
So I would put Aditya, my power rankings would be Aditya, Trey, Cole, then you, then I guess Johnny and Rohan are a toss-up, and then me, Hank, Matt.
Okay, I like it. So you're saying that Cole's going to beat me this week?
Oh, I didn't know you were playing.
We're playing. Oh, yeah.
I hope you win, because it seems like, it seemed before that everyone thought that you trash-talked the most, but now I see Cole always texting, so I want him to lose.
Wait, people thought I trash-talked the most?
I don't know. For some reason, people wanted you to lose. I don't know why.
I think you're
like the Matt reputation.
You're doing like a Trump, like many people are saying right now, and I want to know who the many people are, but I actually probably don't. I like to stir the pot in the group text message. I don't know that I like actually genuinely...
You have some underrated comments in the group text.
I don't say anything that implies like any sign of confidence, ever. Unless I'm playing Cole and I want to stir that pot specifically. But like Cole's trash talk is actual trash talk where he's just like, I'm going to beat everybody and there's nothing you can do about it. And to some degree, he's been right more years than not, which makes it even harder for me to cope with.
That's true. He's just been so arrogant. It seems like he's been arrogant this year. Like, he was just making, what was he making, mozzarella sticks and acting like it was no big deal during the podcast.
Yeah. You won't believe how he started this podcast then. If you thought that was arrogant, boy, oh boy, are you in for a treat. I think Cole's the villain here. Very clear villain of the league.
You know what I don't like? Matt losing, because I feel bad for him, and I don't want to feel bad for him.
You feel bad for Matt?
Just a little bit.
Huh. I've never even considered that.
I don't know, because he's changing jobs or whatever. He's just been quiet. But I don't know if that's because of that or because he's losing.
He's just got his head down. He's just grinding through the waiver wire and drafting dozens of trade requests. He's a busy man. You don't feel bad for Johnny.
For how he lost?
Well, I mean, he's 0-3. Two of them are brutal.
Two of them, yeah. he's the Hank of this year, it seems.
Yeah, except Hank bounced back.
Hank bounced back, yeah.
To your point, I think Johnny's team is quietly good. Johnny plays Chris this week.
Okay, so that's a win.
I just told Chris that Chris is a guaranteed win over Johnny. So, yeah, somebody's guaranteed to win. It's unclear who's who there.
Did Chris have to send a voicemail to everyone? Because his voicemail was hilarious.
He explains it a little bit. I also called him tonight. It sounded like people with fiancés and wives.
Oh, interesting.
I think it's how you qualified, yeah.
And who wrote what he said? Cole,
yeah. So that was their wager on their matchup. I hope they play again, because they come up with some creative stuff that probably no one else in the league is willing to sign up for most weeks, but they seem very willing to do. Well, interesting. You're blowing my mind that you could have sympathy for Matt and not Johnny right now.
Wait, what did Johnny... Oh, because of his, like, drunk calls.
Well, yeah, that put, like, a particular amount of despair to add the context to a 0-3 start and two of them being horribly brutal. I mean, that loss to Hank and then losing with 152 points, none of that's fun. But you're right. Maybe I'm not considering that Johnny's team's actually good and Matt's team actually isn't.
Yeah, I don't see how Matt's team is coming back right now unless he does, like, a massive overhaul.
Yeah. So, and I said this in the group text, Matt loves playing up, like, the woe is me, like, everything is so difficult. So when Matt is losing, it, like, verifies that and, like, hammers that home in a way that I enjoy, which is very similar to Cole, where Cole is going to play the I'm unbeatable and there's you'll never talk me out of it, no matter what. But the last couple of years, he's actually been unbeatable, and that hammers that home in a way that's intolerable to me. So I don't know why I fall into those two categories, but it's funny that
those two are the worst.
Yeah, like, they're playing exactly what their, like, personas are. They're playing them out in their records, which is fun.
Okay, that's a good point. Yeah.
So
I don't know. The other thing is, I don't want someone repeating the championship before me. So I don't want Matt. I don't want Rohan. I think that's it for the current iteration of this. Cole hasn't won. Cole's had bad luck. He actually he predicted that I would win last year a few weeks before the season ended. So I wouldn't mind Cole winning.
Well, it's a good thing that no one can repeat the championship before you. You cross that one off the list real quick. So you got that claim to fame no matter what. And now you just got to work for the back-to-back championships.
Exactly. Yeah. There's some pattern. I don't know what it is yet.
Yeah. Well, so it'll take us a couple of years to really identify it, but it's going to involve you on the poles, the extremes annually. So we'll see where you fall. Hopefully it's the good extreme this year. We're going to let you go. Thanks for talking, and best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, man. See ya.
See ya.
Well, that was the sound of Johnny not picking up the second consecutive call that I've made to him. We might be putting out, this might be an Amber Alert on behalf of Johnny. After the events that have transpired in the last 3 weeks on the field, as well as the drunken text yesterday, as well as just hours ago, him agreeing to come on the pod, and here we have two consecutive no pickups. I'm worried. I'm very, very worried. Johnny, if you're listening to this, bark twice if you're in Milwaukee. Otherwise, call me back. We'll talk. It gets better. And I think you're going to win. I know I just told Chris that he's going to beat you. We'll bleep this part out, but I think you're going to beat him. I think you're going to have a win by this time next week. And then hopefully we'll get you on the pod. And we'll let you, you know, just spill the beans. Just tell us everything. Tell us how you're feeling. You're probably just really hungover right now. You're probably too hungover to answer the phone. All right, everybody. There you have it. That's our week 3 recap. Thanks for listening. One more thing before we go. I'm calling my shot right now. Roe beats Aditya next week. It's my pick of the week. I'm sticking to it. In the meantime, hook 'em grundles.